Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. FTSE index recast may pump $800 million into D Street. Government panel may suggest compounding interest waiver. SEBI order uniform NAV rule for all investors. And IPO mart abuzz with three issues set to hit market. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 3 points lower at 7 a.m. this morning, signaling a flat start ahead for Dalal Street. Elsewhere, stocks in Asia were mixed on Friday, though remained on course to climb for the first week in September. Shares in South Korea and Australia retreated, while Japan was flat. Declines at Tencent Holdings weighed on Hong Kong stock market. Shanghai Composite was little changed. US stocks fell on Thursday as technology-related shares slid for a second day and data suggested the labor market had shifted into low gear amid fading fiscal stimulus. The S&P 500 ended down 0.84% and the Nasdaq Composite 1.27%. Nasdaq's losses put the index down 10% from its record closing, confirming a correction began on September 2. In oil market, the crude prices drifted lower on Friday, pausing after 3 days of gains as producers prepared to resume operations in the Gulf of Mexico. Brent crude was down 6 cents at $43.24 a barrel, while WTI futures fell 6 cents to $40.91. In currency market, the rupee depreciated by 14 paise to end at 73.66 against the US dollar on Thursday, tracking muted domestic equities and stronger greenback in the global markets. The dollar index fell 0.35%, while the euro rose 0.05% to $1.1853. The Japanese yen strengthened 0.01% versus the greenback at 104.72 per dollar, while sterling was last trading at $1.2977, up 0.04% on the day. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices fell in India sharply on Thursday amid a decline in global rates. On MCX, gold futures declined 0.85% to ₹51,391 per 10 gram, while silver futures plunged 1.4% to ₹67,798 a kg. In global markets, gold prices eased to $1,950 an ounce amid a stronger US dollar. All in all, Dalal Street looked indecisive this morning. On Thursday, Nifty 50 saw some selling pressure and ended up forming a small bearish candle on the daily chart with a long upper wick. Analysts said it needs to protect its 20-day exponential moving average to avoid any big sell-off. Let me now quickly give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. Foreign funds could pump in about $800 million into Indian stocks, with global index service provider FTSE adding more stocks or increasing weightages of existing ones as part of the rebalancing of its global equity index Asia-Pacific ex-Japan and China. ICICI Bank is likely to be the biggest beneficiary of the rebalancing with an inflow of ₹1,000 crore. Tata Consumer, Adani Green, Indraprastha Gas and PI Industries are other stocks that could benefit from the FTSE revamp. The IPO market is buzzing once again with three initial public offers, CAMS, Chemcon Specialty Chemicals and Angel Broking opening for subscription next week. This comes after the huge success of the last three, Rosary Biotech, Happiest Mind Technologies and Root Mobile. Happiest Minds made a stellar debut on Thursday, listing at ₹351 on BSE, 111% premium over its issue price. The committee headed by former Comptroller and Auditor General Rajiv Maharishi may suggest some relief on compound interest payments during the six-month loan moratorium that ended August 31, ET reported, quoting sources. It is also likely to point out that the burden of any relief cannot be put on bank balance sheets or depositors as they are also victims of the pandemic, the report said. Meanwhile, SEBI has asked mutual funds to uniformly apply NAV across schemes upon realization of funds. The markets regulator also tightened rules on the processes that the fund managers followed to buy shares. The new rules will become effective from January 1. Currently, mutual fund investors with check values of less than Rs 2 lakh per application get the NAV of the product on the same day of deposit, But those who invest more than Rs 2 lakh get the NAV of the day, the fund house realized the check. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. The Supreme Court refused to vacate a stay on the personal bankruptcy resolution process initiated against ARCOM Chairman Anil Ambani and instead directed SBI to approach the Delhi High Court for any relief. A US law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against HDFC Bank, alleging that its senior management engaged in reckless acts and caused damages to investors who relied upon misleading statements. The Shapoorji Pallonji Group has slapped a notice for damages on Tata Sons board members over its move to block the group from pledging its 18.4% stake in the company. The price of the Happiest Minds stock soared on debut on the stock exchange on Thursday and made promoter Ashok Soota wealthier by over Rs 2300 crore. Hospitality major EIH, which runs hotels and resorts under the Oberoi brand, on Thursday said its right issue committee has approved raising of up to Rs 350 crore. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.